Have you ever seen such a crazy stock chart? Hey everyone, it's John Chapman, certified financial planner with WorthPoint Wealth Management, here to dissect whatever is happening with NVIDIA's stock price. It's had a staggering 200% return in less than a year. What is going on? Now, before we go any further, this is a disclaimer that I'm not recommending that you should either buy or sell NVIDIA. I'm also not making any comments about the quality of their products. But what we need to talk about is this. NVIDIA's PE ratio is over 200, meaning investors are willing to pay an incredible price for their stock relative to the amount of earnings the company is producing. Why is that the case? And what might happen if history repeats itself in the future to investors in NVIDIA stock? Well, NVIDIA, for those that don't know, make GPUs, graphic processing units. This is essentially the engine that powers graphics in our phone devices and our computers used for gaming. It's also used for artificial intelligence. And with the incredible explosion in AI technology over the past couple of years, investors are looking to NVIDIA as a provider of technology that might be able to benefit from the AI craze and increase their revenue and increase their profits. But does it make sense to have a multiple of over 200? Let's use a quick example of this lemonade stand business so we can get a better idea of what it means as investors to pay a little or a lot for a company's profits. Let's pretend my lemonade stand generates $10, but after expenses of $8, my profit margin is a 20% profit or $2. Let's pretend I'm ready to sell this business to an investor. They're going to take it and run with it. If I only sell for a 1x profit multiple, I'm going to sell the business for $2. If I can sell the business for a 5 multiple, I'm going to sell it for $10. 15x earnings is going to be a $30 sale price. Check this. Selling for 200x earnings would generate a $400 sales price. This is where it gets interesting. Let's take a step back. Imagine you are an investor. You have your hard-earned money. Are you really wanting to spend $400 for only $2 of earnings? Do you know how many years it would take to recoup your investments, assuming profits stayed even? It would take over 200 years. Now, even in a scenario where you bought a lemonade stand, you dramatically increased revenue and profit, it would still take decades to recoup your initial investment. With this as a backdrop, now you can get a sense of why it's so crazy to think investors are willing to pay over a 200 multiple for NVIDIA stock price. To get a little bit more context on what investors are typically willing to pay when they buy publicly traded companies, let's look at this graph here. It shows the average PE ratio over the past 20 years for the S&P 500. Included in here are companies like Apple and Home Depot and Verizon. These are some of the biggest companies. They're household names. They generate an incredible amount of revenue and profit each year. And investors are typically willing to pay around 16x earnings to become a shareholder in their company. And of course, that changes in different economic seasons. But as a historical context, a 16x earnings is what investors typically pay. One of the most important aspects of being an investor is understand the price you're paying and what the implication is for your future experience, your future returns. This is highlighted by Dimensional Funds Research. It's a cautionary tale of why investors need to think twice about chasing after companies that have had a dramatic recent increase in their stock price. This research looks at companies since 1927 to 2021. It charts a path of companies as they grow to become one of the top 10 largest companies in the United States. Now, prior to becoming one of the top 10 companies, their stock delivered incredible excess returns above the average market return. But what is fascinating is after becoming part of the top 10 largest companies, the next 3, 5, and 10 years on average, the company's stock price largely lagged the regular market. The takeaway is this. What has happened in the past for a company means little to nothing in the future. To continue understanding the importance of the price that you pay and the impact on your future return, let's look at this. On the x-axis, let's consider different multiples, different prices we're willing to pay for a company. At a 26 times multiple, the potential total future return somebody could expect could be possibly negative. On the flip side, an investor paying maybe only 11 times earnings might experience a significantly higher future return. Taking a step back to look at history as a guide, nothing could paint this picture more clearly than the stock price for Sun Microsystems. In the late 90s, Sun Micro was an extremely popular stock. At its heights, it reached over $60 per share and had over a 100 price-to-earnings ratio. After the tech bubble burst, Sun Microsystems' share price dropped dramatically to $6, leaving investors with a roller coaster experience. Scott McNeely, the co-founder and CEO at the time, wrote in a 2002 shareholder letter this, quote, "At 10 times revenue, to give you a 10-year payback, I would have had to pay you 100% of revenues for 10 straight years in dividends. That would assume I could get that by my shareholders. That would assume I have zero cost of goods. That would assume zero expenses, which is hard for a company with 39,000 employees, ... He writes this at the end. Do you realize how ridiculous those basic assumptions are? What were you thinking? And of course, we don't know what the future might hold for NVIDIA or any stock for that matter. But looking at Sun Micro, we can understand that the price you pay for a business can have a dramatic impact on the future returns. Now, at this point, you may be asking yourself, John, how do I choose my investments? And I'm so glad you asked, because let's dig into that for a second now. Here's the starting point. The first thing you need to ask yourself is, what is the time frame I have before I plan to spend the money that I'm investing? Do I have 10 years or longer and I'm planning to invest this money for the benefit of my retirement? Maybe you have 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and you feel like you might potentially have to spend this money soon. Well, with that in mind, you have to ask yourself a second question. What's my risk profile and how much am I willing to stomach the daily and yearly fluctuations in the market? Answering these two questions together are the building block to then look at the next step, which is this: invest broadly across stocks and bonds, owning large, middle, and small size companies in both the US and internationally. And this is how we build a diversified portfolio where we can better manage the price that we're paying in hopes of getting a future return that is in line with the averages in order to get you a point where you can grow your investments. Here's an example of a diversified portfolio. On the left, you can see this investor has around 40% in US stocks, 18% in international, and around 40% between bonds and cash. This diversified portfolio consists of large, mid, and small size company in an appropriate ratio. It also balances between companies that have a relatively more expensive stock price versus companies that have a more inexpensive stock price. Taking all this together, you can see this example diversified portfolio has a PE ratio of just 14 times earnings. Let's wrap up with this. While the dramatic increase in NVIDIA or any other stock can certainly catch our attention, maybe some investors that have been along for the ride might like to brag about their experience and might feel a sense of excitement about how much their portfolio has gone up. But given what we've learned about how important it is, about the price that you pay, and what the potential impact that's going to be in your future experience, the best thing that we can do as long-term investors is continue to buy profitable companies at a reasonable price, stay diversified, and invest based on your time horizon and risk tolerance so that you can have the best investment experience possible.